Jim Cunningham with the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh joining the Pittsburgh Symphony in this Pittsburgh Symphony radio broadcast of Mozart's Requiem. It's Manfred Honeck's unique presentation of the Requiem titled Mozart's Death in Words and Music. Manfred Honeck imagines what a funeral mass for Mozart might have been like with Gregorian chant from the St. Vincent Schola Gregoriana prepared by Father Stephen Concordia. We'll hear the chime of cathedral bells. We'll have readings of a letter from Mozart's father, poems by Nellie Sachs, and two readings from the Book of Revelations by F. Murray Abraham. Born in Pittsburgh, he starred as Antonio Salieri in the film Amadeus.
What are you reading? You're reading letters from Mozart's dad?
I'm reading some of his, I think one of his most tender letters that he wrote to him. And it reveals a side of Mozart that people don't really know about. It's a connection between a father and a son that I think everyone longs for and not many people have. It's quite beautiful. And of course, the great poetry of Nellie Sachs, which is an extraordinary accomplishment considering what she came out of. But most of all, what it is, a celebration of art, of what music can do for us and with us and how it can carry us away. I think that's what we keep forgetting, is the power of music.
Manfred Honeck chose the letters to have us think a little bit more deeply about the meaning of the Mozart Requiem.
There's something about the magic of Mozart. I hate to say it that way because it's such an old saw. But if you listen to some of his stuff, just simply listen, I think you would be astonished at what it does to you personally. It has nothing to do with the critics or the history. This history that we're talking about, this contributes a great deal. But in fact, the music itself is so personal that you will feel, this is how I felt, that he is writing for you. That's what's so astonishing about great art.
F. Murray Abraham, who will read letters from Mozart's father in this presentation of the Requiem. Manfred Honeck adds the Masonic funeral music in C minor to the Requiem, the Laudate Dominum from the Vespers, and the Ave Verum Corpus at the end of the Requiem that Mozart was unable to complete. We'll hear soprano Shari Gruber, mezzo-soprano Gerhild Romberger, tenor Paul Appleby, and bass John Relier. The Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh is prepared by Betsy Burley. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, The Requiem by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
My dearest father, this moment I am hearing a message that strikes me down, even more so as I had surmised from your last letter that you, thank goodness, find yourself well. But I hear that you are ill, quite ill. How eager I am to see a message from you yourself to refute that, as I shouldn't need to say. And I do, of course, hope that it isn't true. Even though I have made a habit of imagining the worst in all things, because death, literally, is the true ultimate purpose of our lives, I have for the past few years made myself so well acquainted with this true best friend of man that his image not only no longer holds any terror for me, but even gives me great peace and consolation. I thank my God that he has granted me such luck that I have been able to seize the opportunity, you know of what I speak, to come to know death as the key to our true blessedness. I never lay myself to bed without worrying that perhaps, as young as I am, I will not live to see another day. Though there isn't a single person from all who know me who could say that I have been morose or doleful in our associations. And for this blessedness, I thank my Maker in all my days and wish from my heart the same upon each of my fellow men. I hope and pray that as I write, you will find your health improved. However, if it happens that good health does not appear to be returning, I beg you not to conceal it from me. Instead, to write or have someone write to me with the pure truth, so that I can be in your arms as swiftly as is humanly possible. I swear this to you by all that is holy to us, and I am forever your most dutiful son, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Thank you.
knows where the stars stand in the Creator's order of glory, and where peace begins. And if in the tragedy of earth, the torn, bloody gill of the fish is intended to supplement with its ruby red the constellation of torment, to write the first letter of the wordless language. True, love has the look which strikes through bones like lightning and accompanies the dead beyond the final breath. But where the superseded leave their fortune is unknown. Raspberries betray their presence by their scent in the darkest wood. But no search will reveal the agonies the dead have laid aside, and which can still quicken and tremble between atoms and concrete, or there, always, where a place has been left for heartbeats. If the moon in late spring sent out secret signs, the celestial scent from chalices of lilies exuding, many an ear would open under the chirping of crickets to eavesdrop on the cycles of the earth and the language of spirits set free. But in dreams, fish fly through the air, and a forest takes root in the floor of the room. But in the middle of the enchantment speaks a voice, clear and bewildered. World, how can you keep on playing your merry games and cheat time? World, tiny children like butterflies were thrown, wings beating into the flames, and the sun and the moon continued on their path. Two cockeyed witnesses who saw nothing. And behold, a pale horse, and he who sat on it, his name was Death. Hades followed with him. Authority over one-fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, with famine, with death, and with wild animals of the earth was given to him. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been killed for the word of God and for the testimony of the Lamb which they had. They cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, Master, the holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" A long white robe was given to each of them. They were told that they should rest yet for a while, until their fellow servants and their brothers, who would also be killed, even as they were, should complete their course. I saw when he opened the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. The sun became black as sackcloth made of hair, and the whole moon became as blood. The stars of the sky fell to the earth, like a fig tree dropping its unripe figs when it is shaken by a great wind. The sky was removed like a scroll when it is rolled up. Every mountain and island were moved out of their places. The kings of the earth, the princes, the commanding officers, the rich, the strong, and every slave and free person hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains. They told the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us, hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?"
Yeah. Thank you.
I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth have passed away, and the sea is no more. I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared like a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, God's dwelling is with people, and he will dwell with them. Then they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away from them every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Neither will there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. The first things have passed away." He who sits on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." He said, "Write, for these words of God are faithful and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give freely to him who is thirsty from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes, I will give him these things. I will be his God, and he will be my son."
We heard the Ave Verum Corpus by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart as Kerschel 618. At the end of this special presentation by the Pittsburgh Symphony and Manfred Honeck, Mozart's Death in Words and Music. Mozart's Requiem with Gregorian chant from the St. Vincent Schola Gregoriana, prepared by Father Stephen Concordia, and readings from Mozart's father, poems by Nellie Sachs. We heard two readings from the Book of Revelations, all delivered by the actor F. Murray Abraham, who was born in Pittsburgh and starred as Antonio Salieri in the movie Amadeus.
Got to ask you about the making of the film. 8 Academy Awards. You took one away yourself. Did you know when you were making it that you were making a classic?
Well, it sounds funny, but when you do any kind of work, you always hope it's going to be the best. But I knew this was good material. And frankly, if you think in terms of winning something, it's a very bad idea. Because you're not doing the work, you're doing the trophy. And it doesn't work that way. The work will suffer for it.
Your hometown has a great orchestra, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, famous one. It's one of the great cities and the great music cities and the great orchestras in the world. It's true. This man is the maestro is a wonderful man. And you have one of the great halls in the world. It's a remarkable piece of work. I don't know why we can't duplicate that kind of fabulous acoustic. It's shameless. This is a brilliant hall, by the way. And I've performed in quite a few around the world. This is a treat.
Pittsburgher and narrator in the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra's unique presentation of Mozart's Requiem, F. Murray Abraham. Manfred Honeck added the Masonic funeral music in C minor by Mozart and the Laudate Dominum from the Vespers. We heard soprano Shari Gruber, mezzo-soprano Gerhild Romberger, tenor Paul Appleby, and bass John Relier with the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh prepared by Betsy Burley. This Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast began with Beethoven's Violin Concerto, played by the concertmaster of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Noah Bendix Balgley. And we heard the Mozart Requiem with the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh and music director Manfred Honeck. I'm Jim Cunningham. Thanks for listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Write us at 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213, or pittsburghsymphonyradio.org. Our email address, pso@wqed.org. Coordinating producer and digital production engineer, Brian Savar. Recording producer and editor, Ricardo Schultz. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the listeners of Classical QED 89.3.
PRI, Public Radio International.